With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Iowa State University Extension's annual survey shows the first statewide decline in cash rental rates for farmland since 2019. Rental rates went up 9% in 2023 and were stable last year. Ann Johans, a program specialist with ISU Extension, says the average drop this year is $8 per acre. Cash rental rates for corn and soybean fields dropped in 68 out of Iowa's 99 counties.
Almost all the crop reporting districts were down slightly, except for the southeast corner of the state. It's kind of hovered around $250 an acre the last few years, and it was up just a couple dollars at $254.
The biggest decrease was in south central Iowa, where rental rates for cropland fell nearly 7%. The statewide average rental price per acre for rented farm ground was $271 this year. Landowners rent nearly 6 out of every 10 acres of cropland in Iowa. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins released a set of policy proposals under her newly launched Make Agriculture Great Again initiative. Her initial proposals are a comprehensive set of policy solutions aimed at improving the variability and longevity of smaller-scale family farms for generations to come. About 86% of all U.S. farms are small family farms. To ensure small family farms can start and stay in business, the USDA has outlined a toolkit of actions like streamlining application processes. The new policy agenda also includes solutions like ensuring simple, streamlined, and transparent tools on those applications. It ensures reliable access to credit for small family farms. One of the key proposals is to ensure small farms can be passed on to the next generation for generations to come. Another proposal would enhance access to risk management and business planning tools. The USDA also wants to ensure the farm size definitions reflect modern-day realities. The U.S. Government Accountability Office released a study that raises questions about the accuracy of broadband availability data in the FCC's national broadband map. The study says the commission hasn't documented or assessed the sufficiency of its process for ensuring the map is as accurate as possible. That, in turn, could jeopardize agencies' ability to make the most efficient and effective funding decisions. The GAO also recommends that the Commission, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, and the Departments of Agriculture and the Treasury better coordinate on broadband policy and funding. This report comes 3 years after the Accountability Office told federal agencies how to coordinate over 100 federal broadband programs administered by 15 different agencies. The Government Accountability Office also noted the most of the work from the 2022 assessment remains undone. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced recently several Conservation Reserve Program enrollment opportunities for ag producers and landowners. The USDA's Farm Service Agency is accepting offers for both the general and continuous CRP now through June 6th. CRP has long been the USDA's flagship conservation program and celebrates its 40th anniversary this year. With 1.8 million acres available for all CRP enrollment this fiscal year, we are very aware that we are bumping up against the statutory 27 million acre cap. So that according to FSA Administrator Bill Beam. Beam also said that with the limited number of acres available, they're not necessarily looking for the most acres offered, but instead are prioritizing mindful conservation efforts to ensure that the FSA maximizes the return on investment from both a conservation and an economic perspective. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.